Well, good evening, everyone. This is Dave Rankin from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm hosting the January Empowerment Call, and we're very excited about kicking off the year. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to join us, and I don't know of a better way to get this new year started than to have the two special speakers that we have with us tonight. We've got over 1,000 lines filled from all across North America. I've heard people from all across the United States, provinces in Canada, and we even have people on from Australia, I understand, this evening. And the reason why is our special speakers that we have to kick off our year. And again, I don't know of a better way to start it. And first of all, we have Gordon and Jeff. You guys on the line?
I'm here.
Okay, fantastic. Let me introduce our speakers. Mr. Gordon Hester is a business and financial management specialist of over 25 years in business, and he's an expert on creating and advancing momentum, and he's worked with Jeff for about 20 years now, and he's managed his well over $50 million. He's going to be sharing some of his business acumen and some of the foresights that he's seen from what's going on in our economy and our business. Many of you heard from Gordon at our October conference, and he's got an incredible CD out that covers a lot of that information. And our next presenter after Gordon will be none other than Jeff Roberti. He's an icon not only within our Juice Plus business for over 23 years, but in the entire direct selling industry with over $60 million in earnings. So let's get started. I want to go ahead and introduce Gordon. Gordon, take it away. Welcome to the call.
Well, Dave, thank you very much, and Happy New Year to everybody. It's certainly a pleasure being on the call tonight. As Dave mentioned, my background is in business and financial management, and the long and short of my history is that I've been that guy that has studied momentum. I was always interested in making things grow in the business and financial world, and have spent pretty much my entire adult business career doing that and had a lot of success with it. One thing that I might be different from a lot of people on the line is that I'm not a distributor with your company. But I have had the pleasure to work with your company and your leadership, and in particular with Jeff Roberti, for over 20 years. So I'm very familiar with your culture, very familiar with your business model. And tonight I wanted to kind of share with you some things that I think might help you guys make 2010 your best year ever. And that's kind of the focus of the call. You know, we're no different than anybody else in that we're sitting here at the beginning of the year trying to figure out how to make this our best year ever. And there's generally a process that I go through to do this, and the process can be summarized in three simple words: awareness, activity, and resolve. So, of course, awareness is important. In order to build a plan to understand how to grow, we got to understand what's going on. You know, what's going on that we can control, and equally things that are out of our control but are going to impact us. And that's an important thing to remember. One of the lessons of awareness is we always want to focus on our attention on what we can control. So once we have this awareness, once we understand things, we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. The next thing is that we've got to put the activities in place, because ultimately, if you have a plan and you're looking to produce a result or reach a goal, the critical part of that is to commit to activity. And the final phase of it is resolve. And what resolve means to me is that it's an absolute commitment. You know, at the end of the day, I can assure you that everybody here is going to have challenges and obstacles and adversities, and 2010 is going to throw curveballs your way. That's what life does. And resolve allows you to have that why, to have that commitment to something, and to work through that process so you continue to practice the disciplines you need to drive growth. So let's start with awareness. You know, let's talk a little bit about that, and I want to start with the economy. And I will guess, coming out of the gates, I will tell you that we're really excited about 2010. And there's a lot of reasons, and we'll talk about some of them. Probably one of the biggest is Jeff just came off one of the biggest quarters of growth he ever had. You know, his check is up over 10% since the Memphis conference. In fact, the jump he had after the Memphis conference was the biggest jump I had ever seen after any of the conference, which kind of gives you an idea about the timing of this particular business model in Juice Plus. But when it comes to the economy, here's kind of what we decided. Instead of our story being about the great economic winner, it was going to be about the economic winner that made us great. So we look at the economy, and of course, it's challenging for everybody, and who knows what it's going to be in the future. There's some things we have to realize, but equally, the economy serves a business like this. So let's talk about some of the things that I think you really have to pay attention to. you know, first of all, on the consumer side, everybody here is going to have to work harder in 2010 to produce results. And the reason is pretty simple. You guys have an end consumer-driven business model. In other words, over 90% of your sales are from customers that see merit in taking your product and take it every day as a result of that. And a lot of those people are sitting back trying to figure out how to pay the bills and make things work, a little bit in the financial, you know, survival mode. And because of that, they're going to make decisions that are going to impact your company. So one of the things we understood going in was we were going to have to work harder now to build belief and strengthen belief in customers to have the business grow. And you kind of just got to make your peace with that. And that's one of the negatives of the economy. But here's the other side of it. You know, this business model has been about marketing what? Health and income. And on the income side of things, when we look at the economy, what we see is there's never been a greater opportunity on the recruiting and business side. You know, right now there's a whole bunch of disenfranchised people out there that are not buying into the corporate dream, have kind of been, I don't know what the word I want to use is, but kind of been very disappointed with their expectations in the real world, and they're looking for answers. They're kind of looking to take ownership of their financial future. And because of that, there's a whole pool of people there that are looking to associate with a good product that has a good future and to be part of a magical business culture. And we'll talk a little bit about that a little later in the call, but this is kind of what you guys represent. So the economy serves the business. The economy hurts the business. Ultimately, I think it definitely helps the business more than hurts it. But I'll tell you one other important thing you got to understand about the economy, and it's the one lesson that I try to teach everybody right now. I think that our future is going to be the biggest money grab in the history of the world. And what I mean by that is if you look at the things you can't control on the expense side, taxes, fees, increasing commodity costs, and you look at the general state of affairs with governments and with companies, what you have to realize is that part of the expense side is really going to grow. You know, kind of a classic example of how it works in an economic winter is if you were to step back like into the Great Depression, which was a tough economic time, you know, taxes were about 25% when all that started, and at the bottom of that, 1932, they raised the taxes to over 60%, and they increased all the way up to 1945 when the maximum tax rate in the U.S. hit 94%. So that might give you some perspective on what's coming ahead with taxes and fees. Now, why am I sharing this story? I'm certainly not looking to scare anybody or to create fear. Matter of fact, we always fear, fear is a motivator, not a paralyzer. The message I want you to understand is that if you're looking to grow in 2010, you can't squeeze the dollar all the time. You really need to create income. And that's one of the things we really have on the awareness side. We're really focused on driving income in every aspect of our business, and ultimately that's what our plan's built on how do we drive more income. You know, the second thing that I think you have to be aware of is what you're involved with, you know, the company, the product, the timing. And I covered a lot of this in Memphis for those of you that were there, and also in my product that I built for NSA called Capitalizing on the Wellness Movement. And, you know, timing's a critical thing, and so is positioning. And right now people are looking to associate with something that they feel passionate about and they feel has a future. So the first place they're going to do is they're going to look at your company and your business culture and your product, and they're going to look and say, is it proven? And you guys are certainly a proven business culture. You've been around for 40 years. You're all over the world. What I love about the NSA business culture is it's a business culture that has proved itself in all types of economic environments, through business change. So you don't have to step back and say, I wonder if these guys are going to make it. They've made it multiple times, and right now I believe the company is more stable and solid than it's ever been. So from a proven standpoint, you guys are involved with a good company and certainly a proven product. What is it, almost $3 billion in sales, 15 studies, more studies on the way. You can't really argue that things work. From the prepared standpoint, you know, I look at the company and I say, wow, these guys are at the forefront of a big movement. They're at the forefront of the wellness industry. They're financially stable. They're debt-free. They have great leadership in place. They have great management in place. They've got great relationships. So I look at that and understand that that's what people want to be involved with. And then finally, on the position side of things, you know, ultimately people are going to look at things, what's the future? You know, in an economic environment that's pretty tough, how do we align ourselves with something where there's real demand? And as I said at the beginning of my talk, you guys are about income and health, and I don't think anybody could make a very good argument that both those things aren't in a long-term uptrend. In other words, the demand is what's driving this. So if you're involved with wellness and you're with the right company, this is a good time. One of the concepts I introduced in my presentation, in my product, was something called an S-curve. And it was basically a pretty accepted business model that takes a look at a product or an industry from the time it starts till the time it ends. So like, kind of what's that journey look like? And the journey starts in what they call an innovation phase. So it starts, and you got to understand that the innovation phase is really critical because a large percentage of businesses never get out of this phase. They fail. Now, what I would tell you with you guys is you're proven and you're already past that point in the process. But you haven't reached the next stage, and the next stage is called the growth phase. And that phase occurs when saturation hits 10%. And this is an important phase because what the S-curve tells us is that the growth phase, things kind of move like a rocket ship. So what you get is a fast movement from 10 to 90%. And then ultimately, once it reaches 90%, then things kind of taper off. So when I look at your business model with Juice Plus, what I recognize is you guys are at the final stages of innovation. The timing is really good because you're just getting ready to hit into that growth phase. And you're part of a movement with the transition away from healthcare and into wellness that's really kind of driving this whole process. So the timing for being involved in this couldn't be better. But I think there's something else you have to be aware of, and that's your business model. You know, I don't talk much about the virtual franchise, but I've actually been doing a fair amount of research on it. And, you know, I'm kind of curious, like, what is this model? And, you know, how does it work? And how did it come together? And how does it serve people in this type of an economy? And ultimately, I always say the virtual franchise is kind of the perfect hybrid business model. So in other words, what NSA did is they kind of looked at a number of different models. They looked at corporate America, they looked at franchising, they looked at network marketing, and they tried to take the best out of each and get rid of the things that didn't work. So let me kind of walk through some examples of that, like franchising. Why does franchising work? Well, it works because it's system-driven, and they train people how to succeed. So what did NSA do? They took those components of franchising. What did they not take out of franchising? The fact that it's expensive to do. It's not an opportunity for the masses. The fact that normally to run a franchise, you have to have a full-time commitment, and a lot of people can't make a full-time commitment to a business. And ultimately, franchises have boundaries. That's one of the kind of tenets of a franchise. And they didn't want boundaries with their opportunity. So they took the things that they felt were going to help the distributors be successful and left the others out. On the network marketing side, they took the compensation model. And what the compensation model is that this is a business that pays you for cultivating and building relationships. And those relationships are with your customers, and those are relationships are with your distributors or with your team. And the network marketing model kind of pays for that process. That's what the model is all about, building relationships. What I can tell you about that model, and it's something that's really important to understand, if you want to fail in network marketing, make sales more important than relationships. Sales has to be part of the process. It's never an event. It's only part of the process of getting your way to a relationship. So they took that model. They took this concept of the opportunity for the masses. In other words, they took something that was a low investment, something that was low fixed cost, something that allowed people to work part-time on their future while they work full-time supporting their lifestyle and supporting their families. And ultimately, it was a path to be able to get into a business and build quick profits. So you could get into this, and within weeks or months, you could be profitable, where in a traditional business, that often took years. And then the other thing it took from the network marketing was something called the global proven business model. In other words, this business model is in over 200 countries. There's over 62 million people in the world involved with network marketing. And just in the U.S., I was looking up some statistics. The DSA said 16 million distributors in the U.S., and the Small Business Association said 27.2 million small businesses. That means over 60% of the small businesses in this country are in the network marketing area. Now, what didn't it take? One of the things that NSA didn't like was the old school network marketing, over promise, under deliver. So a lot of network marketing talks about opportunities and money and big this and big that and everything's easy. And the NSA way and the Juice Plus way, the virtual franchise way, was always product first. Our goal is to get product to the end consumers, build a satisfied customer, and build a business from that. And it also left out all the things that are typically called pyramid. I'm sure you guys have heard, well, this is just like another pyramid. Well, it's not. There's no front-end loadings. You know, our products actually sell to end consumers. There's no investment requirement up front. If you don't use the product, there's a buyback. They don't allow for misrepresentations of earnings or opportunity stories that don't represent the kind of story for the norm. And this is kind of part of the model of the virtual franchise. And the last thing they did is they went into corporate America and they created two things out of there. One is they took an expense allowance. In other words, they realized that corporate America has some things right. They're going to take and invest in things, and that's what NSA does. It invests in leadership and with an expense allowance. And at the highest level, there's an entire benefit package, which is another concept they got out of corporate America. What they left out was corporate America is the ultimate program, the ultimate business model, to reward a few at the cost of many. And this is kind of the exact opposite. In this kind of a business model, your efforts determine your success, not politics, not where you're at on the corporate level. And when you look at all those components, what you get is the virtual franchise. What you get is a Plan B business. In other words, a business that if you work hard doing the right things for 3 to 5 years, associated with a proven company, with proven systems, with a proven product, that you can take ownership of your future, you can build a business model that allows you to make an unlimited income potential, and you can ultimately get to a point where you have a business that creates time freedom, which is something that people really are looking for. So I know I'm limited on time, but I do want to touch on activity and resolve. So here's what I got to tell you with activity. That ultimately, you can have all the plans in the world, you can be aware about anything. The people that are successful and produce results practice consistent disciplines every day. And ultimately, what you got to do at the beginning of the year is you got to figure out what those activities are. In other words, what do you get paid for? We always call it a deposit slip mentality. What activities can you practice every day that is going to drive the growth of your business? And what I encourage you to do is to do those activities as often as you can. For some of you, that might be a half hour a day. For others, it might be 5 hours a day. It doesn't matter how much time you commit. It matters that you commit to the consistent discipline of whatever those activities are. And then ultimately, with resolve, I will tell you this. I'm a firm believer that life throws a lot at us and that resolve is something that very few people have. People lose discipline really quick in our society and especially in the business. The ones that succeed ultimately become disciplined activity junkies. In other words, they're committed to the plan. Nobody's going to tell them anything that's going to throw them off track. Life isn't going to throw them off track. They understand at the core of this, they have to stay disciplined. They have to follow the plan. And ultimately, if they do that, they can get the prize. And that's kind of the last message I'll leave you with. Just because you're involved with something that's really getting ready to explode, just because Juice Plus is something that everybody needs and very few people have, just because all the systems are there, doesn't mean you get the prize. Ultimately, the factor that's going to determine that is you. And you really got to get clear on that. You've got to make a commitment this year to change your life. And, you know, I hope you guys make it. You know, we're excited about the year and every aspect of our business. And we hope you guys feel the same way. So on that note, I want to introduce Jeff. And I just want to tell you a little bit about Jeff from my perspective. I've had the pleasure of working with Jeff for, gosh, it's been over 20 years now. And we do a lot of things together, you know, have a lot of businesses together, but there's some things that are very special to me about Jeff. The first I will tell you is in my lifetime, I don't think I've ever met anybody with a bigger heart. And Jeff's kind of a true example that if you let your heart lead the process, if you let contribution drive your thoughts and actions, great things can happen. And that's what Jeff's always been about. When people, you know, talk to him today, because he's made almost $70 million in this business and continues to make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So it's a very unique story. And for a lot of people, they wouldn't be working. I see Jeff working harder now than ever. And I see that because he knows that ultimately he can make a profound difference in people's lives by being part of NSA and Juice Plus. So Jeff's about kind of that heart. But here's the other thing I would tell you about Jeff. You know, he kind of stepped away from the crowd. And I think a big reason he stepped away from the crowd is this guy is driven at a different level than most people that I know. He kind of holds himself to a different level of standards. And you know, if your goal was to call 10 people a week, his is to call 10 people a day. And those standards and those commitments played a big role in his success. So on that note, let me turn it over to my friend and brother, Jeff Roberti.
Thank you, Gordon, and thank you, everyone, for being on the call tonight. And, Gordon, outstanding job, and you know my feelings about you and consider you a brother, and it's been one of the best decisions I ever made in my life 20-some years ago to get involved in business with you. And long-term relationships and long-term success, as I've said so many times before. Well, anyway, let me just really quick share with everyone a little bit about myself, and then I want to touch on these 3 points as well, and also share with you why we're more excited now and working the business harder today than ever. And, you know, when I got started in the business, I didn't come from a lot of money or experience or background or a wealthy family or didn't have the higher education, but I had a lot of desire, a willingness to work and teachable. And when I found the NSA opportunity, this product and this opportunity, I didn't take it for granted. I realized that this was my chance, and I went home and ripped up that list of excuses and said, what I'm lacking in these areas, I'm going to make up and with desire and a willingness and being teachable and leading by example and being the best distributor in your organization and just going out there and holding yourself accountable to higher standards. And having that really strong work ethic in leading people. And I remember one of my mentors, the late, great Jim Rohn, sharing with me. He said, you know, Jeff, for things to change, you've got to change. And for things to get better in life, you got to get better in life. He goes, you can have more in life if you become more. And not just to see the way things are now, but to see the way things can become. And with those words of wisdom, I understood that the products worked. The marketing plan works. The biggest variable in our business is the you part, working on yourself, constant and never-ending improvement, going out there and leading. And when I started in the business, I was looking for some things to change in my life financially. There was always more month than there was money, and I was struggling and juggling, and I was looking for an opportunity not only that I could go out there and have financial independence, but I also understood something that Zig Ziglar told me, a good old boy from Texas. He said, Jeff, if you help enough other people get what they want out of life, you'll have everything you want out of life. And with that, I said, okay, I'm going to go out there and not focus on what I get, not, you know, just giving to get and measuring what I get in return, but truly going out there and putting other people's needs ahead of your own, caring more about your customers and the results they get on the product, caring more about your distributors and the results they get in the business, more so than the income you're earning. And by doing that, by going out there and focusing, not life is not about me, life is about we. By taking the spotlight off of you and shining it on someone else and truly going out there and serving. You know, the Bible says, find a way to serve many and it leads to greatness. You know, so our business is about going out there and making an impact, making a difference, building these long-term relationships, you know, going out there and growth, personal growth, contribution. So there's so many things that our business is all about, and one of the things that keeps me going today in the business, it's no longer out of desperation, it's out of inspiration. Truly having an opportunity and having a business and a product that has, you know, I've always told people, success without fulfillment is failure. Having something that has meaning and purpose and fulfillment and where you're wealthy not only financially but emotionally and spiritually. So as one of the top marketing directors in our company, I decided years ago, instead of retiring from my business, to retire into my business because this is where all the juice is. This is a mission-driven business. When you truly love what you do and get to add value to people's lives, that is true meaning and fulfillment, and that's what keeps me going in the business today. And there's some new people on the call tonight that are listening in, and they're just starting their personal franchise, and they're launching their, you know, their business, and it's exciting to be able to touch and change people's lives, not only directly with our product and our business, but indirectly through a call like this. So let me just touch on a couple of these points. Number one, the word awareness. And I thought, Gordon, this is brilliant what we came up with, what you came up with the other day with awareness, the activity, and the resolve. And the awareness works like this, guys. You know, timing. You know, the timing that we have right now, the window of opportunity, you know, being at the right place at the right time. I mean, there's so many things that are happening right now, but there's three points that I want to touch on. Number one, the timing of what's going on with the healthcare system in our country. Not only in our country, but most around the world. The healthcare system is broke. People are getting, it's the sickness care. People are getting sicker. It's more expensive. What's on the move, what's on the rise, what's the future is the wellness industry, where people are taking self-responsibility to prevent these different diseases and ailments. So the wellness industry, the growth, the multi-trillion dollar wellness industry is the right place to be. This is where you're going to see the biggest growth over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So the timing with what we're doing with Juice Plus and the wellness industry. The second thing is fruits and vegetables. Whole food nutrition. Everything you read, everything you hear, everyone across the board, whether they're in the United States, they're over in Australia, they're over in Germany, wherever they are, they all agree that eating more fresh raw fruits and vegetables is good for your health. And it's not good timing. Fruits and vegetables are timeless. And here's what I've got to say. The awareness today about fruits and vegetables is so much stronger than it was even a year ago, let alone 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It's media-driven. Somebody would have to be living under a rock not to understand the importance of whole food nutrition. And here's what we got. Convenient and affordable. We have a way where you can, it's convenient and affordable to get these nutrients in your bloodstream every day, and that's called Juice Plus. And the third part of it is the economy. When you look at what's going on right now with our economy, and you look at the window of opportunity that we have, you know, in life, windows open and windows close. And the window of opportunity right now with the Juice Plus opportunity, the personal franchise is wide open. And here's why. Because people even a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that had zero interest in our home-based business, our personal franchise, today they're knocking on our door. They're looking for a plan B. They're looking to take self-responsibility. All that security they thought they had over there with their job, you know, working for someone else, now all of a sudden they're saying, maybe I should look at a place where I can have my own business, my own personal franchise, a plan B, and with some hard work over the next 3 to 5 years, it could replace and surpass a full-time income. And that's what we've got. We've got this unbelievable recruiting pool of people out there that's wider, it's deeper, it's more talented than ever. So with those three things in place, we are on the verge of our biggest growth, the biggest explosion, the biggest growth wave that we've experienced in our 40-year history with NSA. So the timing of these three things are perfect. And then you put on top of that, we're going into a new year, a new decade. People are making New Year's resolutions. They want to improve their health. They want to improve their wealth. And we're an answer for both of those. The second point is activity. Let me grab a little drink of water. Activity works like this, guys. You got to get clear on what you get paid for. And here's my attitude with activity. When you get clear on what you get paid for, I wish that instead of signing your application and it was $50, it was $500,000. How would you treat your business then? What type of activity would you have then if you bought a franchise and it cost you $500,000? Versus a $50 application? Would you talk to some people? Would you make a few calls? Would you maybe go to conference? Absolutely not. You'd work it instead of like a hobby, you'd treat it like a real business. So when I'm talking about activity, you want to graduate with the basics, the fundamentals, which is consistently sharing our product, sharing our opportunity, building relationships, building from one event to the next, loading up the dance for our big conferences, going out there and being consistent. Like Gordon talked about, there's that consistent discipline every day. It's consistency of effort. It's consistency of work habits. It's consistency of attitude. It boils down to having that desire and that willingness and being teachable. It's having a good work ethic and leading by example. The other thing I'll share with you is this: getting out of your head and into your heart. Love is the oxygen of the soul. Once you realize that this business, once you get out of your head, truly get into your heart, and you're not out there selling juice. Plus, it's not the direct sales industry. It's the direct sharing industry. You share Juice Plus. You gift Juice Plus. If you're passionate about Juice Plus and you love the product yourself and you're a product of the product, there's no selling involved. You're truly going out there and sharing this wonderful gift of health. And the other thing when we talk about activity is we've got a proven plan of action. We've got a success formula. Success leaves clues. Why try to reinvent the wheel? So we've got a system in place for those of you to follow, a proven plan of action and a success formula, step by step, how to build your business. And then the third point that Gordon talked about was the word resolve. Resolve to me means this. Resolve means I'll do it. Resolve means you can count on me. Resolve means I'll do it no matter what. It's when you tie your identity to it. It's one thing to set goals and make a commitment, but when you have absolute total resolve, when your why is so strong, the how part's the easy part once you get the why part down. When you get that why down and you have, like, let's say you're going to climb that mountain and you have people saying, well, you know, Jeff, pick another mountain. That one's too steep. And you say, I'm going to the top. Or, oh, Jeff, that mountain's too slippery. You can't climb that mountain. You say, I'm going to the top. Or, Jeff, you can't climb that mountain. It's too this. It's too that. You say, I'm going to the top. In other words, you're either going to see me dead on the side or waving from the top, but I'm not coming back. Have an absolute resolve. The other thing that I'll talk to you about with resolve is keeping yourself in a peak state. In other words, it's hard to serve others. It's hard to make an impact. It's hard to inspire people if you're not in a peak resourceful state yourself. In other words, how you show up, you know, being that attractive person, you know, where you're that beacon of hope, where you're that person that can, you know, grow me and serve you, where you're truly being able to go to somebody and saying, let's do it together. Sign here. Win here. I believe in you. You know, Jim Rohn shared those four little magical words with me years ago. It's called, let's do it together. Not you go do it, but come on over here. Equal commitment for equal commitment. It's kind of like a chess game. You make a move, I'll make a move. And you go back and forth and you serve that person and you truly put the spotlight on them and help grow their business. You know, a lot of people today are sitting at home watching TV and they're watching this negative media magnification, the doom and gloom of what's going on with our economy. And they're being paralyzed with fear. I tell people, look, there's no PV in TV. Cut the cord. Come on over here. I've got a breath of fresh air. I've got something exciting that we can go out, make a difference, make an impact, serve others, and have a lot of fun doing it. So, you know, you get yourself in that resourceful state, that peak state, where you have what I call emotional fitness. You know, the quality of a person's life is the quality of their emotions. You know, where you live emotionally. So you want to keep yourself in that peak resourceful state. And let's face it, there's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be adversities. Problems are part of life. Pain and suffering are optional. In other words, I look at problems as a gift. When there's a problem, when there's a worthy opponent, it's a chance to grow. Maybe a better quality question in life would serve you better. Instead of a lousy question, or a lousy meaning that you give something, what if you had a different quality question where you said, well, what else could this mean? How could I learn? How could I grow? What spiritual lessons are there for me? How can I make an impact? How can I make a difference? And when you get the right film in the projector, you get the right language and the right meaning and the right focus, and you go out there and you're totally focused on serving and making an impact and growing yourself and serving others, your business grows. And my attitude is this: life is not happening to me, life is happening for me. And I'll close with a couple quotes that I got from Jim years ago. He said, you know, Jeff, one of the best studies of life is the way it is, not the way you think it should be. In other words, learn to be happy with what you have while you're in pursuit of all that you want in life. So enjoy the process. Enjoy the journey. You know, being grateful. You know, you find somebody in life that's grateful, they're rich. You find somebody, no matter how much money they have, they're ungrateful, they're poor. So, you know, gratitude is a step above attitude. And, you know, Gordon touched on this. There's the only constant. There's no constant in the universe other than change. Change is going to happen. And you've got to be able to adjust and move with the change. And, you know, and live in a state of anticipation versus expectation. So with those words, we've got the right company, we got the right product, we got the right opportunity, the timing's right, the wellness industry, fruits and vegetables, what's all these pieces of the puzzle have come together where there's this sense of urgency, this fear of loss, this opportunity to seize the moment, strike while the iron's hot. So this is your chance. You can get off this call tonight and tear up that list of excuses and say, you know what? What Jeff and Gordon talked about tonight is right on. The wellness industry is the future. Here's a product that makes a difference. It is convenient and affordable. Here's systems and a program that's put together where there's been a proven plan of action, a track record, a success formula that I can follow. And let's face it, you know, you commit to this program over the next 3 to 5 years, you can compress a lifetime worth of work in what you do in the next 3 to 5 years. And here it is, 2010, guys. It wasn't long ago we were celebrating the millennium, and now it's a whole decade later. So here's a chance over 2010, 2011, 2012. Before you know it, it'll be 2013, 2015. You could look back and look back at this call tonight that you heard and say, you know what, this was the day, this was the moment, that moment in time where I said, all right, no longer am I going to settle for mediocrity. This is a chance to step up, be outstanding, grow as a person, serve others, build these long-term relationships, and make an impact, and leave that legacy of love, leave that legacy with where you've been able to touch and serve and make such a difference in so many people's lives. So with that, I think we kept under our 40 minutes. I want to say I thank you. I'm losing my voice, by the way. I thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. Make 2010 your best year ever. And I'll turn it back over to you, Dave. And God bless all of you.
All right, Jeff. Well, Jeff and Gordon, we just so appreciate you guys taking your time out to share with all of us. I know you've made an impact on all of us on the call here this evening, and I know that everybody here on the call from all over North America, here in all the 50 United States and provinces in Canada, we have people on the line from Australia. I know you've made that impact in helping us to find ways to serve many, and amazing what's going on with our Juice Plus business, and you guys covered it amazingly well with the awareness factor and what we need to do activity-wise and our resolve. We want to thank you so much. This call has been recorded, so that's very exciting. Let me give that number out real quick, 212-461-8726. Is the rebroadcast number. It's menu item number 2. I'll tell you the number again. It's 212-461-8726, menu item 2. I'm sure that'll be sent around in email as well. I'm going to open up the line so everybody on the line here can tell Jeff and Gordon how much you appreciate them. What a great way to kick off 2010. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Gordon. We love you. God bless everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.